Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carrie Hansen, and she is Vice President of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, and we want to talk about Operation T-Bone. So good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning.
Well, you finished up with the Audubon County Fair. You know, of course, right now Cass County Fair is going on, but you're all getting ready for Operation T-Bone. What are the dates?
We are. We're pretty geared up. The dates actually are, it starts Thursday, August 4th, and goes through the weekend, and then actually ends kind of on and off, but ends officially September 11th with the T-Bone Golf Tournament.
Wow, you believe in just going on.
We do. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, well, you know, Operation T-Bone kind of started out as basically for the cattlemen and shipping cattle and so on, but you've made something for everybody now.
Right, we have. You're correct. Kind of give you a little brief on it, as you well know. It started in 1951 with Al Cruz, and he was actually with First State Bank, which is now Audubon State Bank. And he got a group of farmers together, and they loaded up their cattle on the railroads and headed to Chicago to auction the cattle off. When the stockyards closed in Chicago, they headed to Omaha, and then when those closed, we now do the auction local with the packers coming here. So basically, it's just kind of a fun event, well-known in Audubon, and it's just a good thing for families to do and everyone else, and we like to promote beef.
Yeah. Carrie, does it bring back people who used to be a part of it, or maybe their parents still live here, or that, you know, they have some connection to Audubon? Do you see people coming from out of the state and around the state?
Oh, yes, it does. We actually changed it a few years ago, so all of the class reunions are held on this weekend, so it really brings a lot of out-of-town people together, and it's kind of fun that you not only get to see people from your class, but, you know, classes several years ahead and several years behind. So
sure.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, because you usually have friends in other classes, not just your own. So
right.
great plan. And I understand one of the things that happens is that somebody is heading up a tour of the schools because there's been some changes.
Yes, there has. Quite a bit of change. That is Saturday afternoon, I believe, from 2 to 3. They're going to do some tours. So anytime anybody wants to head up there, they can walk through the school and, check out all the changes, and a lot of the graduates like doing that because there's been quite a few changes from when they went to school here.
Yeah, some have closed, some have enlarged. Yeah,
exactly.
Just lots of things going on.
Exactly.
And I'm having trouble with that. Is it the Mason's building that has all the pictures, the old pictures of town? Will that be open also?
That will.
Because I think that has to be interesting to a lot of folks also.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yep, that'll be open all day on Saturday, just to bop in when you're uptown doing stuff. So it should be fun.
Okay, I've sort of got you going on the Saturday thing. What's happening on the 4th, on your kind of first official day?
On, Thursday, we have a kickoff. We're having a power team come to town, which is affiliated with some of the local churches. And they're doing a kickoff on Thursday night at 7. And then I'll just kind of go through, I guess, Friday. The first thing we're doing on Friday is 6 o'clock we're doing a hamburger feed at the fairgrounds. And then that will be followed by figure eight races, fireworks, and a teen dance.
Okay, so lots of things on Friday.
And then
what about on Saturday? We've mentioned several things. Are there things going on in the park on Saturday?
There is. There's a lot of kids. There'll be a lot of kids' games this year, different inflatables and some other games, some clowns around. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have the T-Bone Association will do their steak feed sandwich, which will just be in the city park. And then there's a few things going on at the Cultural Center. And then at 1, the parade starts.
Okay. I have to throw in, I'm sure on Saturday in the park, the Lions will be having their snow cones and their popcorn.
They will. Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, you bet. You used to be a part of that. And so, they have great fun doing that. It's a really nice service to the community. Something a little bit different. But that's a nice addition to that. Ooh, yummy steak dinner.
Yes,
now, let's talk.
For hot days.
Yes. Let's talk a little more about the parade.
Okay.
Who can be in it? You know, where do people line up? When do they line up? Some of those things.
They sign up over by, let's see, kind of by the cemetery, and close to Chamber, you know, I can't think of the address that we're all lining up
yeah,
at.
Yeah, but they're kind of on the south end of town.
Correct. Yep. Yep. And actually, anybody can be in it. So there's a lot of businesses that have floats. There'll be a couple bands in there. We have a couple kitty contests, I think, for a little cowgirl and little cowboy. And so all those little kids will be on a hay rack in the parade. And so kind of it's pretty open to anybody that that wants to do something.
Okay, come and be a part of Operation T-Bone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Saturday night, is there another dance?
There is. Kind of after the parade, there's a couple of things. There's a talent show, and then obviously we mentioned the school's open. There's the firemen are doing their water fights. There's a talent show, and then starting at 8, there's a street dance, a beer garden, and a band, and that'll be 8 to 12.
Okay. And then what about on Sunday? You still got things going on Sunday?
We do. I'm glad you asked. Sunday we have a breakfast at the fire station, which is 7 a.m. to noon. And that usually gets a good crowd, and they have a good breakfast.
Very good. And, you know, the other thing we probably should say, if people haven't been to Audubon for a while, they really need to go and check out the park.
Mm-hmm.
Some changes there.
Lots of changes, yep.
Yeah, and it's lots of nice big trees there, lots of great shade. So it's really a neat downtown park.
It is. Bring the family, and there's a lot to do for, like we mentioned, a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh. And then you mentioned earlier there will be some events at the Cultural Center, which, of course, is a part of the library, which is right there on the edge of the park. So it's
correct.
All very handy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to jump ahead to September 11th. You said that's sort of the official end, and talk a little bit about what happens then.
On September 11th, we have the annual T-Bone Golf Tournament. There's two sign-ups, or two. There's a morning group that plays at 8 a.m., and then there's an afternoon that plays at 1 p.m., and we usually have a pretty good turnout for that. So that's the kind of the official end of T-Bone 2011.
And so anybody can come play in that as long as they get signed up?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, okay. You know, one other thing we probably should mention, Carrie, it's not special to Operation T-Bone, but again, if folks haven't been to Audubon for a while, they need to walk down the sidewalks and look down.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the birds in the sidewalk.
The birds. We have done, in the last couple of years, there are several, all lined up around Main Street and around the square,
mosaiques, aren't they?
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. And they have, some have in honor of people's names, some are businesses, some are just individuals. It's kind of nice, and they got to pick out the particular bird that they wanted. So it's kind of fun to walk up and down, and the mosaics are beautiful.
And those were all, as I think, designed by Clint Hansen, who was a young man who grew up in Audubon and
That's
is
correct.
A wonderful, actually an international artist.
Mm-hmm, he is. Yep, he does a fabulous job. Yeah,
so it's really nice that I think his work is featured there that you can see. And being, you know, you used to have the birds on the flags. I'm not sure you still do that, but those kind of, you know, the color faded and they got kind of blown away. Those mosaics are going to last a long
forever.
Time.
Yep.
Yes. So
that was part of the reasoning behind the project.
Yes.
So
you have some neat things to do in Audubon year round, but of course, Operation T-Bone is very special. And what year is this? How many years has it been going on?
Oh gosh, it started in 1951.
Okay.
So
we're past the 50-year mark by far.
We are.
Yes.
So we're on to, I believe this is year 60.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Carrie Hansen, who is Vice President of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, who puts all of this together along with the help from lots of other folks to take care of Operation T-Bone.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hope everybody can make it and check the town out. It's a fun event.
All right. Until next time, here's a thought. There will always be some curveballs in your life. Learn to thrive with adversity.